Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. It is the 21st of October, 2023. I'm here with our producer, Cal Hunter, myself, Frederick Penny, and my co-host Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin. We're having a wonderful time here. It is the fall weather and the beautiful colors. Oh, my gosh, the beautiful colors. I am not going to tell you when or how or when, but I'm going to go see some fall colors here pretty soon for a day, and I'm excited to go see these fall colors. I need a break to see those. That's one of my favorite times of year, is to see the beautiful fall colors. And I have, for the first time, let's see, about a month and a half ago, was in Maine and Vermont. And talk about beautiful country. Maine and Vermont are drop-dead gorgeous. What beautiful, beautiful states those are. Never been there, first time, but I'm excited. I really, really like fall colors. And I was looking at the trees outside my house today, and we're in California. We're in Northern California, is where our headquarters are, and the studio. And it is the reds on some of my trees that are just beautiful. And I have pastures, and I live out in the country, and it's kind of really nice. And I'm kind of excited about it. I'm not going to lie. So this hour, if you want to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, give us a call. But I want to talk to you about sticking around for another case or no case. And then we're going to do a quick take at the very end. One of the important things we're going to talk about is Alec Baldwin again. Gas stove ban in New York lawsuits. This one is very interesting. You've got to hear this one. We've got to talk about this because it's not just in New York, but this actual similar lawsuit occurred in California. We'll tell you what the courts held in California. A lawyer's closing arguments. You're not going to believe what happened concerning this lawyer's closing argument. Another social media lawsuit, tech CEO fraud, divorce of Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd, and that's what Denise will talk about. And then, yeah, I don't. Do we have to end with Jesse Smollett? Do I have to end with Jesse Smollett? Maybe we'll get everything else and then stop, but we might have to mention Jesse Smollett again. Not something I'm too excited about talking about, but without further ado, well, you know what? Oh, wait a minute. Before we do that, I'm going to try to get to this, and I don't know if we have time, but I'm going to try to get to this, about Florida leaders blaming insurance crisis on lawsuits. Now, there is an insurance crisis going on when it comes to, and again, we're plaintiff's lawyers. We sue, and we get paid by insurance companies through that. So this is, but we're really having problems in certain states getting insurance, huh, Denise? There are insurance companies leaving states.
Absolutely, and in Florida in particular, the state has to cover
for
the losses because they don't have enough insurance companies in the state.
Right, and it's not Florida, California. It's other states are having, everyone's struggling. So insurance companies, and so fortunately, I believe that to some degree, California is changing a few laws to make it so all these insurance companies don't run away and people are covered. Because if you can't find coverage in California for, maybe, I'll tell you, one of the biggest things, everyone thinks it's the lawsuits with the person. No, it's the fires.
Yeah.
It's the homes burning down, and it's the natural disaster stuff, the earthquakes, the hurricanes, and stuff like that. And that's what's hurting the insurance industry are those.
I was in court, I think it was Wednesday, and in the middle of the court, every person's phone went off. It was an emergency notice that we're having an earthquake.
Right, right. And it was over in Isleton. It was a 4.2.
Right.
Yeah. It was far enough away. I always laughed because we had it in our office. I'm like, I'm pretty bad sometimes. Oh, another excuse for people not. Okay. Get Out from Under Your Desk on Netflix. Oh, Fred, we look, Earthquake, we're under the desk. We're watching Netflix.
Stop, drop, and watch.
Yeah.
it did say to stop and cover yourself. It really did.
Yeah, get under the desk, bring your cell phone, and watch Netflix. That's right. But other than that, we're going to jump to a case or no case. Cal, let's just finish up our last case or no case of the 3 hours.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Carlin Wattenberg wanted a new truck, a Toyota. In the height of COVID, used vehicles, well, and wanted a new to him, used vehicle, they were hard to come by. Colin wanted it for work, and they were hard to find. Dealer? Nope. Private party? Rarely. Even though fewer people were driving fewer miles. But then one day he saw this ideal Tundra pop up on the local internet site. He went, saw the truck, drove it, went to the bank, got a cashier's check for $22,000. $3,000 below Blue Book, by the way, and gave it to the former owner. Paperwork was signed, hands were shaken, and Carlin was off for a six-hour drive to his new job site in his new-to-him Toyota Tundra. Then about 400 miles in, boom, 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 the dashboard lit up. Codes here, misfire sensor there. So he took it to the shop, the owner of which loved to see the Christmas lights on the dash. You know, he said, they all look like money to me. new plugs, new wires, oxygen sensors, essentially deferred maintenance the owner hadn't taken care of, cost $1,500. Colin called the seller and said, what are you going to do about it? Seller said, nothing. You bought the truck, you're gone, you got it, you own it, congratulations. And Colin said, no, you're going to have to help me. So he went to a lawyer and said, can I cause this guy who sold me a defective truck that he knew he hadn't maintained to give me half of the cost, this $1,500 I have to pay, even I have to go to small claims. Fred, what do you think about that?
So the answer is this is not a case, it's a scenario, because they're not going to do it for $1,500. But let's go over this really quick. The answer, I think, is as follows. I'm assuming that their agreement was it was as is. And when you sell a car, make sure everyone's like, oh, he handed me the money and you signed over the thing. It's good to have a sales agreement, an agreement. You know, I don't care if you put it in, you know, handwrite it. But here, I've sold you this car as is. I am no longer liable for it. You know, if you get in an accident, you know, one day later, you know, because that's happened before as a lawyer that, okay, they get an accident 2 days after they buy it, and, the paperwork hasn't been transferred over, and next thing you know, you're getting sued, you know? So make sure you have that signed, and it's better to have it witnessed. So I'm going to say that in this case, it was as is, and the individual would lose so long as it is as is. But I'm going to say even if it wasn't, it's presumed that the agreement is you take it as is, especially if it's used. What year was it?
This was last year.
No, what, it was a 2021 truck?
Yeah, it was 2 years old. Yeah.
2 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's the same. That's my answer.
About 60,000 miles. Tom, what do you think?
I agree with Fred. Look, you buy something used, I think that it's... I mean, for the most part, if you're buying a car used, I think you have to sort of implicitly think there's got to be a reason this person is trying to get rid of this thing. You know, people don't usually hang on to stuff they really love unless they're turning a profit or they purchase something newer. But
they're going through a divorce.
Could be. And it wasn't their car. It was their spouse's favorite car, and they're selling it out of spite. You know, that could happen. But, I don't think that this is a...
use the black light, though, before you buy it.
Yeah, use the black light before you buy it. I think this is a scenario, but not a case.
All right, Denise, we have a minute. You can either give a quick answer or not.
Wait, Denise.
I think I'm just going to wait. I'm going to think about it.
All right, when we come back, Cal Hunter is going to deal with this case or no case with us, and Denise is going to give a great answer.
You know that this is Radio Law Talk on many great local radio stations, which we love, and, of course, always streaming on RadioLawTalk.com live Saturdays 9 to noon or on demand anytime, whatever your schedule says. We'll be right back. Under the announcements aired on Radio Law Talk, continue.
the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-
People must be idiots.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
Joel's just making up stuff that he's saying, right?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
All right, case or no cases. Denise was up about the Tundra that the individual sold, and he was upset, the buyer, because the minute he drove it off the lot, drove it away from the guy's place, he had a $1,500 bill because a lot of Christmas lights came on, and there was all kinds of issues with the truck.
Yeah, and during the break, you know, I was supposed to be able to think about it. And what happens? The guys start talking to me about other things, and I don't get to think about it, and I even forget that I'm supposed to have an answer. Okay, this is what I think. Of course he could sue. He could sue. Anybody can sue. It would be a small claims lawsuit if it was in California for sure. Okay. Did he sue? No, he did not sue. This is just a scenario, and I believe that Cal's Tundra just broke down, and he's like thinking, oh, maybe I can get some free advice from these three attorneys about whether or not I can sue to get my money back.
What kind of trouble am I looking at if I put this thing on the market?
My pickup is a 67 F100. The only lights it has are the headlights and the taillights. The only windows, manual, that's my truck.
Nice. Well, that thing's probably worth money.
I love it. It's a great old truck. Been in my family since it was born. Anyway, in this particular case, when he took the car into the mechanic said, you know, this truck is in really good shape. It just hasn't been maintained. Let me do this stuff for you. You'll be on your way for another 60,000 trouble-free miles. And Colin said, you know what? I think that's a good idea, so I'm not going to file a case. You know, I did buy it as is. No case. And that. Yes. This case or no case.
You keep getting points on all of us are equal, huh?
No. Nope. Your head.
Next week, by the way, be sure when you rent a car, the company knows you took it back. That's next week on Case or No Case.
I had that issue with that one time, Cal.
I remember that.
They said, hey, they, you didn't bring your car back. And they charged me. It's like, wait a minute. I dropped it. It's a long story, but it's a little different scenario. But I leave it a place, and they pick it up, and they forgot to pick it up. Okay, so look, New York, there's two things going on in New York. First of all, they're trying to do the go all electric. You know, thing that is the Biden administration and a number of states are trying to latch on to. It's generally, in all honesty, it's the blue states that are doing this, and it's New York, California, and the interesting thing is a slight side note, but related, is what is New York most famous for when it comes to food, Cal? The most famous thing is for food.
Pizza, I know.
That's the number one thing.
Yeah.
And the most famous and most delicious part of New York is their coal-fired pizza.
Mm.
Oh, if you haven't had a coal-fired pizza, you haven't eaten. And there's one, I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's at the end of the Brooklyn Bridge. And it's underneath kind of the Brooklyn Bridge. There's a pizza place that's a coal-fired pizza. And that's where I ate, and it was delicious. It's just a flavor you can't get anywhere else. Well, they're trying to stop any of these coal-fired pizzas or these wood-fired pizzas and shut them down. Now, the New York is saying, okay, and I don't know all the details of this because this is what I've been following, is that there's some exemptions if they're over 100 years old or whatever. Trying to get them to do, to stop pollution is what they're saying. But I love the New Yorker. There's one New York guy that walked up to the Capitol in New York and had pizzas, and he was where it's guarded gates. it's got the big gates there, and he's got like five pizzas, and he opened them up, and he's throwing slices of pizza over the gate and said, this is what we're my pizza protest. He's throwing it. All these pizzas slices are all over the Capitol. It was pretty funny.
So did you eat at Grimaldi's, Fred?
I think that's what it was called. I've got pictures of me. I think it's underneath the Brooklyn. It's right near the Brooklyn Bridge.
It says Grimaldi's under the bridge.
That's got to be the one.
Cool.
That's the one.
Awesome.
And it is, I'm hungry now. and so what now New York is doing is trying to ban all gas stoves and furnaces. Now, you've got to understand, by the way, this lawsuit, they're now, people are suing, there's a number of associations are suing, and they're saying that they're mainly doing that for new buildings. This is like, oh, how are they going to replace all the old stuff? But it's any new builds, they're going to make them so there can be no gas stoves, no gas furnaces. So lawsuits have been filed in the U.S. District Court of Albany, and this is all from a number of construction companies, obviously furnace companies, et cetera, et cetera. and they're saying you can't do this. One thing that you have to understand about this is nothing new. The same exact type of case occurred in California where Berkeley banned... Shocker! Hold on, we gotta put the shocker one. Shocker! Berkeley has banned the same thing, and it got overturned by a federal appellate court. Said, nope, unconstitutional, you can't do that, you can't. And the reasons are, believe it or not, I don't know that the question is whether a state has the right to do that or not, but it's been overturned by a federal court, appellate court, that Berkeley was not allowed to do it. So now New York's trying to do it, and there's going to be appeals on this one. I think it's going to get overturned.
It's going to be interesting because there are states that have actually banned wood-burning stoves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they are banned, not like you have to take them out if you have them,
yeah.
But... And you can't
burn.
Yes.
Well,
exactly.
And you probably, there's some places now that you can't burn your wood in your fireplace
yes,
anymore.
That's true.
They can't. There's cities that say you can't do, they'll come and knock on your door. And by the way, that they are saying these are buildings under seven stories that can't have gas stoves or gas. Because there's a big difference between a six story, an eight story, and a seven story when it comes to that. That's very logical.
Yeah, the argument they're relying on is in 75 Congress passed the Energy Policy and Conservation Act. That's federal law that governs this area. And so, look, states can't come in and regulate this. It's preempted by the
right.
federal government. So
anyway, here we go again. We got no more mowers, no more. I don't know what to do. I like the smell of gas.
People trying to burn their wood,
battery powered stoves.
Oh, those serious. What am I going to do with my wood? Smoker, you know, I don't know, man. That's like, the best part is smell that the wood, the smoke from your brisket. Mm-mm. We'll be back after this.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA
News Update.
Calls growing louder for university presidents at Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania to step down after anti-Semitism rages on college campuses. These three women called to testify on Capitol Hill and could not answer questions as to why nothing has been done to stop the hate speech with protesters calling for the genocide of Jews. Now, this comes as there is a huge rise in anti-Semitism across the country. Shots fired outside Temple Israel, a synagogue in Albany, New York. Police say the shooter shouting, "Free Palestine." In other news, tennis great Chris Evert diagnosed again with cancer. She says treatments will force her to miss her job as an analyst for ESPN at next month's Australian Open. She was diagnosed with ovarian cancer a year ago. She hopes to return to her broadcasting duties later next year. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Stop boring me.
Hey, what brings you in?
You can't answer.
It's impossible to answer.
Impossible because you don't know the answer.
Nobody could answer that question.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
One of the greatest themes of all time from My Cousin Vinny that you just played. What was that? What's that actress's name? What's her name?
Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei. What a great actress. Great actress. Alec Baldwin. Okay, we're back. So now they're saying Alec Baldwin may be charged now with it spins so much, this case. What are they going to charge him again now?
This case just represents the biggest I can't finish that. So it just the way that the prosecution has handled this case as it relates to all the defendants has just been a masterclass in what not to do. And, you know, they get in there, they make waves because they're charging Alec Baldwin, and then this other evidence starts coming out. And they call it other evidence. It's evidence you should have gotten the first go-round about anybody that might have been doing things, and they end up dismissing it. They have to dismiss a prosecutor because there's a conflict of interest because the prosecutor is also in the legislature, and it violates the separation of powers to have them as part of the executive branch and the legislative branch. The list goes on and on. So now, they think they've got evidence, enough evidence to prosecute, but do you think they're just filing? They could go and file a complaint right now, add him to the complaint if they wanted to, but they're taking the easy way out in the sense that the prosecution is now convening a grand jury. And look, there are some jurisdictions. When I was in Tennessee, every felony complaint originated with the grand jury. It was, they were all presented. That's just the way that it happened. Here in California, very rarely did our complaints originate with the grand jury. They were all filed by the district attorney because that's what the Constitution allows. The California Constitution allows that. In New Mexico, it's discretionary, similar to California. Most of them probably originate with the DA, but now the DA is like, you know, we're going to convene a grand jury. That way, and you can just see this, that way they can say that if they go forward with prosecution against Alec Baldwin, well, it wasn't us, it was the grand jury. They charged us to go ahead and go forward with it. And if they don't go forward, well, it wasn't us, we wanted to, the grand jury wouldn't return an indictment. They're passing the buck on to the grand jury. It's just,
I think it's a wise choice now. I think the other side of this is they previously had charged him, and then they dismissed it because, you know, he has a right to a speedy and fair trial, and I don't think they were quite ready, right?
Yeah, but I never saw him pull time and exercise and say, I need to get to trial.
No, but they could always refile against him. That was a point you did make back then.
Yeah, they could always do that.
Right, and so here they are, they could refile, and I think that they don't know if their evidence is strong enough. So let's test the evidence on the grand jury. But I think it's kind of wise.
But here's the thing. Use your discretion as a prosecutor. This is not a state where every complaint has to originate with the grand jury. Look, the grand jury can come back with an indictment. The prosecutor still has to look themselves in the eye and say, do I think I can get a conviction beyond a reasonable doubt? What's the likelihood that I can do that? And I'm telling you, if this DA is thinking that, thinks, you know what, this is going to be, I don't think I can get a conviction, then don't file the case. There's nothing that says you have to take it to the grand jury. But this DA, this is my armchair quarterbacking here, does not want to be saddled with the arguments are going to come up next time she's up for re-election. You started it, you dismissed it, it didn't happen, and then you decided not to prosecute, and an actor got away free, throwing it on the grand jury. So that she can say, well, you know, it wasn't up to me. Ultimately, it was the grand jury. They decided to do this, and I had no control over the investigation. The thing is just, like I said, a masterclass in what not to do in a prosecution. So, I got it. I'll get off my soapbox now. I'll yield back to Fred.
Do you feel good?
I, you know what? I do feel a little bit better.
All right.
I do.
Okay, here's the question. Denise, have you heard of the name? Well, I can't say Denise. No. Cal, wake up. Wake up, Cal. Denise knows this answer. Okay, Cal.
Yeah, so.
I'm going to ask these two questions.
Okay.
One, have you heard of the name Elizabeth Holmes?
Of course.
Number two, Cal, have you heard of the name of Mark Sheena?
Well, no.
Okay, you didn't review this one.
Actually, I did send this to you, so I'm familiar with the case.
Okay, so the answer is that. But if you were a normal person, would you have known that person's name?
No.
Of course not. Of course not.
She wasn't young and blonde and female and Athena.
Exactly right. So Mark Sheena, ready for this, was just found guilty for inventing technology with as a fraud that you could take and stick and get a drop of blood and determine whether or not you have any issues or tests for allergies and COVID-19. He got 8 years in prison. I'll remind you, Elizabeth Holmes got 12? Is it 12 years in prison?
Yeah, but she fleeced a lot of investors.
Ready for this? So did Mark. Mark fleeced investors. He claimed he was one on the short list for Nobel Prize, and he received investment money also. He falsely represented that his company could be valued in the $4.5 billion range to get people to invest. He paid, according, this is all, you know, he was sentenced to fraud, so this is a sentence, paid bribes to recruiters and doctors to run allergy screening tests for 120 different allergens, build Medi-Cal and Medicare, build Medicare $77 million for these tests. So, yes, he had the same type of thing as Elizabeth Holmes.
And tossing a good case of Medicare fraud.
Yeah, Medicare fraud.
Yeah.
8 years, Denise. Well, Denise and I were on the same page from day one that 12 years for Elizabeth Holmes was too much.
Yeah.
That's just our opinion. And we're not here to hammer the judge, but 12 years is way too much.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, and this happens a lot. I could never say that to my wife because then the list would just go on and on and on. But anyway, in this case here, Elizabeth Holmes, I don't recall any allegation that Elizabeth Holmes was bribing doctors or doing things to fudge tests or bilking Medi-Cal.
It was Medicare
or anything like that. It was okay, you're making statements that you knew weren't true to get investors. That's what he's doing. And quite frankly, the conduct, the dollar figure really shouldn't matter.
Right.
Because it's not like somebody is less guilty of fraud if it's only $24 million as opposed to $124 million or whatever it was. And arguably, he did more by paying off people. And what did he get? What did he get?
8 years.
8 years. She got 12. There's got to be uniformity in sentencing. Now, you know, I'm just looking at this here. This was this state court
this
or federal court?
This is good. I thought it was state court. Let's see. I don't remember.
It was federal.
Yes, Department of Justice. Yeah.
Normally, when you see a discrepancy in sentences like this, normally you look at it and go, okay, but is it state court or federal court? Because if it's state court, well, there's a different sentencing structure, and the credits that you get in state court are different in the state of California. You get 8 years, he'd do four, right? No, this was federal court. Elizabeth Holmes was federal court, same jurisdiction, essentially really close to the same jurisdiction. It's all the Silicon Valley. This is baffling to me.
Yeah, 8 years. So We'll see what happens. I mean, Elizabeth, she's still up on appeal. Her case, isn't that right? It's still up on appeal. She had to go to jail pending appeal.
Yes.
Yeah. In prison, pending appeal. Apparently, she's in Texas. Is it Texas?
Yeah, she's down in Texas,
which is the nice prison, you know, which is for the. So, but you're right. If she was in California with 12 years, Todd, she technically would have been out in six.
If it was a state case brought against her,
right.
12 years, she'd be out in six, but the
she
way
could, with good, but, good, but, good.
And even the way the prison system runs their credits in the state of California, she'd probably be out in about three.
Wow.
But I digress.
All right, so there we go. That's what we're on our soapbox for that. Denise and I, who feel that because she was a woman, she was, I don't know. I
go back to this. It is just such a bad look. If the conduct was bad, the conduct was bad, but it's hard to escape the appearance that she was treated differently because of her gender, because it's not like this is the first time that stuff has ever gone on. And here you see a dude engaging in the same conduct and gets, 66% less sentence than she does? That's crazy.
The highbrow clients, Todd, too. I mean, yeah. I think that was part of it. Those were people with influence, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I think they were screaming, and it was to pacify.
Maybe, Denise, you and I can go visit her one time in Texas and see if she'll talk to us.
Okay.
Good idea.
We'll be back after this.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk, and there are a couple of segments left. You stay right here. The show will continue after we take this break on many great local radio stations and always at RadioLawTalk.com. And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop worrying me.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Oh, that's don't.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny.
Frederick Penny.
Frederick Penny.
All right, we're back. And we're going to do the shotgun cases we're going to talk about. We're going to start with Todd. He's going to talk about some big tech stuff, and I'm going to jump in and talk about this interesting closing argument of a lawyer, and then Denise is going to jump on talking about some divorces, and then we're going to do a exciting quick take, and then we're going to leave you to go off and enjoy the rest of your Saturday, Sunday, whenever you hear this.
Yeah. So if I started off by saying, who's familiar with 47 U.S. United States Code Section 230, nobody would probably know it. But if I said, hey, remember when Twitter was sued because of content that was posted by terrorists and other people, and they said Twitter, because you have the platform for which these posts can be made, you're liable. And Twitter came back and said, well, Section 230 says I'm not liable. That's Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. It's what big tech, all the big companies, Facebook, Twitter, Meta, TikTok, they've used that as their defense shield so that they are not held liable for what their users post. It's right in the code. Well, right now, Meta, TikTok, Snap, and Google, they're all being sued. And the basis of the lawsuit is their format is addicting to teenagers, and because of the way their algorithm works, it pushes content that might otherwise be harmful to these teens that are watching it. And Big Tech came in and sought to have that case dismissed, citing again their friend, Section 230. See, it says right here, we can't, it's the content that's affecting the teens, and we're not held liable for it. And this last week, a judge in federal court says, yeah, not this time. Because the basis of this lawsuit isn't just the content. It's the way you have programmed and designed your site to push this content to people that might otherwise be affected. So, they don't get to use that. We'll see how that turns out as the case goes forward.
Denise, the divorce, the family law attorney, you want to talk about some divorces going on?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, the My Church singer, Maren Morris. She's getting divorced from her husband. They've actually been separated since last October, I believe. And they're just citing irreconcilable differences. And they do have a child. They're agreeing to have joint custody of their son. He's a 3-year-old. And they've, you know, they're moving along with it. That's all I can say. There's nothing in it that's very special. It's just that they together had recorded their first duet. And they were not just married, but they were also partners in the singing industry.
We've got a attorney by the apparently well known attorney by the name of David Kinner. I don't know who he is. That represented an individual that was being watched and prosecuted for a trial for involving fraud allegations. That the allegations were that he had this conspiracy that he was funneling money from a Malaysian financier to basically network a bunch of straw donors to illegally give money to Barack Obama in 2012. Long story short, he was found guilty, and he was a former rapper, apparently, this individual. But come to find out, his lawyer, who, by the way, owned or had some, I don't know if he owned or had some interest in eye-level AI, so it's artificial intelligence, where you can go and basically have, you know, input all the documents or to whatever, and they can, this artificial intelligence can make your closing argument for you and give you, here's what a good closing argument is. And apparently on appeal now, they're trying to appeal the case, saying that he was not, one of the things on appeal, and Todd will know that, to argue is ineffective counsel. So their argument is the counsel was ineffective because he used AI, artificial intelligence, to write his, you know, his closing arguments, and he missed some key elements and key things that would have helped exonerate him or help his case. And so they're appealing this, to that I know, the first appeal on artificial intelligence in a case. But I'm assuming he didn't just read the whole thing with the artificial intelligence. I'm sure he tweaked it to some degree, Todd.
Well, his claim is, and it's interesting because the way this really came about, one of the arguments that on appeal is that the attorney had a conflict of interest because they're alleging he has an ownership stake in this AI company.
Right. Yeah, in a partner to the AI
company. Yeah, AI company and the attorney said, no, we don't. But I can see why the defendant, who the appellant, would think that, because after the trial was over, David Kinner left a review on the AI's website about how great the product was and how it helped distill thousands of documents that would have taken hundreds of hours to get, and it does it very quickly and then spits out the salient arguments that he followed. You know, news tip, you know, don't go bragging about that.
Unless you win the case.
Unless you win the case, for crying out loud.
And news tip, read your closing argument before you use it.
Yeah, and
I mean, there were some very glaring errors in that closing argument.
But on the validity of this appeal, look, there's going to be a jury instruction in every case that says what the attorneys say is not evidence. It's not evidence. The evidence is what controls. In a complex case, to say that you lost the case because the attorney forgot to or didn't go over one area in their closing argument, I don't see that one passing muster on the appellate.
The allegations are that he actually admitted guilt in the first part of his closing. And he just said that his client did this act. And so I don't know if it was the AI that caused the problem or if it was the council themselves that did not understand what the, underlying charges were or what the elements to the underlying charge was. That's what seems unclear to me.
This is what's interesting is this is starting now. This is the AI.
Yep.
Believe me, we see the seminars all the time, AI in law now, and a lot of AI does a lot of research. It'll do research for you, and we haven't used it yet, but I think everyone's going to be jumping on the bandwagon soon.
And I've been on message boards where you see some first, second, third-year associate bragging about how they used AI to write the brief, and then some 20, 30-year attorney says, well, I certainly hope that you're malpractice premiums are paid because you're.
But I think you only use it to do the basics, and then you got to follow up and research.
Yeah.
You do. Okay, Jesse. So we're almost done with our 3 hours. We got to just we're going to touch on Jesse Smollett at the end. So
Jesse Smollett was convicted and sentenced to 150 days, but serving all that time was stayed pending his appeal. Recently, last week, Jesse Smollett said he's entering rehab. It's not an inpatient, it's an outpatient, but he's entering rehab to deal with problems. And, I kind of smell a rat here because the court is about ready to rule on that. And I think that he thinks he's going to lose, and he'd rather have yet another reason why he shouldn't go to jail right away because, I'm in rehab, can I do it at my house?
Is that a reason, actually?
Sometimes it can be.
Wow.
It's a bit late, though. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
All right, we are also at time for one of the favorite elements of the show, and that is your quick takes. What you want people to take home from the show to think about this week. Fred, we'll start with you.
Sure. We talked about the case where the minor league baseball players now are going to have to be paid minimum wage plus overtime. And that's a great thing on the outside. But you know what? Maybe you should give minor league players an option to opt out of that labor law so they can go play and keep their dream alive.
Todd, do you have a case? Do you have a quick take?
I do. AI, it's not evil. It's not bad. AI, in the case we covered, is to me very similar to a law clerk distilling information, giving to the lawyer. It's the lawyer's responsibility to still decide what gets presented to the jury.
Denise, what do you think?
Mine's similar to that. In my opinion, AI could lead to ineffective counsel.
Well, thanks for joining us. Remember, we're always live, 9 to noon Pacific time. You can hear us on all of our wonderful radio shows. Look up RadioLawTalk.com. You can see our affiliates. But listen live if one of the affiliates doesn't play in your area. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Cal. Thank you, Denise. Thank you, Todd. We'll see you next week.
Incorporated.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.